Hurricane Rita turned up to a strong Category 4 storm earlier today as it continues its track across the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Current projections by the National Hurricane Center have Rita making landfall along the Texas coast sometime on Saturday. The area is already getting ready. The city of Galveston is undergoing a mandatory evacuation. The mayor of Houston warned residents to expect flooding up to 35 miles inland. Corpus Christi is at the southern end of the projected area along which Rita might hit the shore. And joining us now is that city's mayor, Henry Garrett. He's a lifelong resident and former chief of police there in Corpus Christi. And it's good to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
As we've been saying, Corpus Christi could get a glancing blow. It could get the whole thing. What have you been hearing?
Well, we hope we don't get the whole thing. We hope that we're preparing for the worst, of course. We realize that Rita's a big storm and a very dangerous one, and we're moving accordingly. I have ordered a mandatory evacuation of Padre Island, Mustang Island in the Flower Bluff area and Corpus Christi Beach, and some other low-lying areas that are most vulnerable for the higher and abnormal tides. But you know, one of the things that we're concerned about is that we need to get the individuals off of North Padre Island as soon as possible, and we've asked for them evacuated. We have all our evacuation routes ready and prepared to handle a lot of traffic.
Padre Island, of course, that barrier island off the coast of Texas in the Gulf of Mexico, and that's the area most at risk. But what about your city? Are you thinking about ordering an evacuation?
Yes, sir. In fact, at 2:00 today, I'm going to have a meeting with the county judge and our all of our EOC people, and we're going to make that determination. And we'll probably have an announcement probably sometime later this afternoon. We feel that the earlier, the sooner the better, because we have a lot of folks here and we got concerned about our people with special needs, and we're putting everything in order so that we can make sure that no one's left out.
Corpus Christi, city of better than a quarter of a million.
Yes, sir. Then a quarter of a million and probably about 400,000 in the Bay Area. So we've got a lot of folks here, and we have not had a hurricane here since 1980. It kind of makes me a little nervous because a lot of people don't understand or realize how devastating it can be.
After Katrina, they may have reevaluated their doubts.
I think it really got their attention, and I think the level of awareness is a lot higher than it was maybe a month ago. But we learned some things from it, and we know now that evacuation is important. And according to our plan, we're going from our plan. We've upped our evacuation a little earlier because we think that's one of the most important things we can do right now is give people an opportunity to evacuate and get out of the warmer's way.
What are your emergency responders doing to prepare for Rita? As you know, in various places along the Gulf Coast in Katrina, there were a lot of police cars and fire trucks underwater.
Yeah, well, what we're doing, we've got a place to store our emergency equipment during the storm, and we hope that we can, at the minute it quits blowing, that we can start our emergency vehicles back in the service. But right now, we've got some things to. You know, we're right on the Gulf Coast here. We have a marina that we have to buckle down, and there's several things that we're doing as far as preparing our city for the storm. And everybody's we're at full throttle right now, taking care of those arrangements.
Have you been in touch with federal authorities?
Yes, sir. We've talked with the state in Austin, the state of Texas, governor's office, the EOC there, and mm-hmm. also with FEMA. And they're helping us a great deal with transportation needs, and we have some unmet needs that they're helping us with, and we're really pleased with the response we're getting from them, from the individuals at all levels.
Just from the sound of your voice, and if you've been a lifelong resident of Corpus Christi, I suspect you were there in 1980 when the hurricane
passed. Yes, I was there. I've been here since I started my public life, public service in 1960, so I've been through several of the hurricanes. And also, before I was police chief, I was a director of emergency preparedness, so we got some idea of what we need to do. We just got to make sure that everybody gets on the same sheet of music and gets it done.
And make sure that everybody's on the same page. Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's important. It's got to be a joint effort of all the first responders. And I think that we've made that message pretty clear, and we're getting good results. And we have a lot of volunteers who are helping us. The volunteers have really helped us identifying the special need individuals, so we can get to them and get them to a shelter.
And gas reserves and communications problems, huge problems along the Gulf Coast in Katrina.
Oh, yes. We have several different types of communications. Of course, we realized that several years ago how important that was. So we've got the state-of-the-art communication system, and we know that the certain things we have to buckle down during the storm, and then we put them, mm-hmm. like our antennas, we lay them down, and then we put them right back up and hope to keep everything operating. We have emergency power, and we think we've covered all bases, but I'm sure that something will come up that we should have been a little stronger on.
Mayor Garrett, good luck to you and to the city of Corpus Christi.
Thanks for giving us a call, and thank you for your coverage.
Henry Garrett, mayor of Corpus Christi, Texas. He joined us by phone from his office there. I'm Neil Conan. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.